Good morning. I'm Mary Hartnett. A man drowned in Plymouth County on Saturday. At 7 p.m., the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office received a call about a missing person and possible drowning at Kellens Ponderosa. The Sheriff's Office, the Plymouth County Dive Team, assisted by Lamar's Police, Lamar's Fire and Rescue, the DNR, and the Sioux County Dive Team, searched the water and recovered the body of a 27-year-old male. A medical examination confirmed the cause of death was drowning. The name of the deceased is not being released at this time. Tonight, the Lamar School Board will hold a special meeting at 5 p.m. at the Education Service Center. The board will discuss nearly $50,000 in general obligation funds and will review sealed bids. The board will also consider and vote on a resolution that would allow a land exchange agreement with Dogwood Properties. The board is considering the land exchange for the construction of a new elementary school. The plan originally called for the school to be built on district-owned land near the middle high school complex. However, the land exchange with Dogwood Properties would mean the district would swap their 17 acres for approximately 30 acres located at the south end of Central Avenue along 18th Street, plus additional money on top of that exchange. Tomorrow, the Plymouth County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9:30 to discuss several issues. The board will hear from John McGregor of Lamar's Ambulance and discuss county opioid funds, as well as an ambulance equipment purchase. The board may vote on that issue. The board will also discuss and possibly take action on a proposal for a tax abatement on a county-held tax certificate. The board will likely take action on the approval of the Dale Beckman Addition, a minor subdivision in Section 10 of Remsen Township, and the Bryce and Mary Weinrich Addition, a minor subdivision in Section 20 of Garfield Township. The overall rural Main Street Index climbed above the 50 growth-neutral reading in June, marking its highest level since July 2023, or 2 years ago, according to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas in a 10-state region dependent on agriculture and/or energy. It was only the third time in 2 years that the overall index has surpassed growth-neutral. Despite the significant increases for the month, on average, bankers expect 1 in 4 farmers to experience negative income in their areas. That's according to Creighton University Professor Ernie Goss, the chair in regional economics at Creighton University's Hyder College of Business. The region's overall reading for June rose to 51.9. The index ranges between 0 and 100, with a reading of 50 representing growth neutral. Morningside University announced Friday that President Dr. Albert Mosley ends his service as president by the end of June. Mosley will assume the presidency of Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach, Florida. The board of directors has appointed board chair Chad Benson as interim president. Kurt White, a long-serving trustee, past board chair, and steadfast Morningside advocate, will assume the role of chair of the board. Dr. Mosley joined Morningside in 2022 and led a campus-wide modernization of technology systems to improve student and faculty experiences, and he also launched a comprehensive fundraising campaign that included plans for a new business school at Morningside University. An iconic local rock and roll history mural is now on display at the Sioux City Public Museum. The Uncle John ceiling mural by artist Paul Chelstad is being shown for the next several weeks. Museum curator Matt Anderson says Uncle John Records and Tapes was Sioux City's premier independent record store for over 30 years. Anderson says the mural features a lot of familiar names,
like the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in the 1920s through the various jazz icons of the 40s and 50s, Elvis, and then you get all the way up to Kiss and Blondie and David Bowie in the 1970s, and it's a really fun thing.
The full mural is on display at the museum's gallery through October 5th. That's a look at KLEM News. I'm Mary Hartnett.